Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, honorable members, official from the department and the leadership of South Corps. Welcome you all to this meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprise. Is there any apologies? Apologies?
Thank you. I will also just be popping out to another meeting, but I'm hoping to be back.
Too many people leaving the meeting. I've got a dentist appointment. I have to leave at 11:30. Okay, those are the apologies. We only have one item on our agenda, and that's the briefing by staff call on the annual report and financial statement. That is for the year end 2011-2012. Before we do that, we will introduce ourselves, where we come from, or who we represent. My name is Peter, I'm a member of this committee. And from Public Enterprise, which we are committee. What do I do? I sit in this meeting. You know, there was this advert some time ago where this landchef asked his grandmother, what did you do when you were young? And she said, we cooked. And I asked her, and what else did you do? She said, we cooked. I think she should have said, we cooked, and then said, what else? She said, we baked.
Thank you, Chair. I also cook and I also bake. My name is Gloria Borman and I serve on the Public Enterprises Portfolio Committee and I come from KwaZulu-Natal.
I'm Kandla. My name is Connie September. I'm a member of this committee.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris Khululu. I'm a member of this committee.
Good morning, the honourable members, you're taking mouthfuls. My name is Jake Dikobo. I am a member of this committee and I come from the beautiful province of Limpopo.
I'm Bruce Sonto, member of the committee.
Good morning, Eric Marais, member of the portfolio committee.
Good morning. Honourable Marais from Sultan Affairs.
Rob Kuno.
And Rob.
Caroline Mafanya from TPE.
Sam Madwan from TPE.
Rod Nimnes is from... good morning, Chairperson and honorable members. My name is Rod Nimnes. I'm a content advisor to the committee.
Good morning, I'm Rodney Serena from South
Coast. My name is Leslie from South Coast.
I'm Lumpani Mokwenshu from South Coast, Chairperson.
And I'm Montana from South Coast.
Thank you,
South Coast.
You want
to
come back? We're DE.
Good morning, I'm Kimilo Mabena from TPE.
Morning, my name is Yanis Zakar, I'm a committee assistant.
Good morning, my name is Daniel.
Is there anybody else who hasn't introduced themselves? Yes, sir?
Mike Kelly from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Budila Lani, Public Enterprises.
I think it will be in order to actually send a special welcome to the CEO of Safcon, because this is the first meeting. People normally say you and me. We would like to extend a special word of welcome to you, but also to, on behalf of the committee, to wish you well during your tenure at SAFCO. We hope that you will help us to take SAFCO to greater heights. You have full support of the committee. That is only if you do good things. We will always support you. And if they give you problems, the committee is there to support you, help you as well. I know you have a very good chairperson of the board, so you may not need to come to us. But anyway, good health and everything of the best for you during your time. I'll invite the chair of the board to introduce the presentation.
Thank you, Chairperson. I will just do a brief overview of our achievements in the past financial year, and I will hand over to Nomchika, our new CEO. And one of our achievements is the appointment of the CEO, because last time we were here, we didn't have a CEO, we had an acting CEO. Unfortunately, today we come with an acting CFO, because our CFO is a maternity, which is a good thing. He had a baby boy, so her family is growing. But unfortunately, she won't be with us. So Caroline and Sammy will be presenting the financials on behalf of Maureen. Thank you. I'm told they're both healthy at this point. Chairperson, we had a successful year, and in the previous financial year, we reported losses, and this year, in the end of March 2012, happy to report that our turnaround strategy helped us achieve positive results. We have a clean audit for the second time. We were with the ministry in the department yesterday. They were talking, and the AG, they were taking us through their concerns around audit, and Safcon is one of the companies that are doing very well. We got the 2010, 2011, 2012, there are no issues with our audited financial statements. We reported a profit, and my colleague will take us through the details. We've had good improvements in our internal controls, and we've also maintained our triple B contributor level at 2, with an improved percentage overall. We generated cash from operations of 45 million compared to the losses, even with the operations that were draining our cash resources in the previous financial year. So management has done very well in trying to contain costs and grow revenues. And also, we had a successful turnaround, even with the reduction in staff numbers, which came through national attrition. We did not retrench people, especially at the lower level. We managed to maintain the numbers at the lower level. And we only parted ways with people at senior management that we did not have positions and chose to leave the organization. So we didn't go to a retrenchment process. We are working very hard to improve our stakeholder relations. We received a lot of support from the committee last year, and we would like to thank you for that. Our relations with the communities where we're operating are improving. On the SSC perspective, we've managed to maintain our SSC certification again this year. So we are very happy with the commitment from management, with the support from the department, with the support from the portfolio committee, and we're looking forward to a brighter future for SACO. I would like now to hand over to the CEO and the CFO to give us the presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for those kind words of welcome. In terms of the performance, the Chairman has taken the House in terms of the highlights, but I'd like to just go through 7 key issues that we'd like to go to. The issue of governance, the performance against the targets that the PE has set up, the feedback on the portfolio committee recommendations. There was a visit taken before, and we'll look at what activities may have happened post the financial year end, and looking into the future in terms of the 2016 financial year, and we'd like to highlight a number of key changes and risks to the business. The group has been introduced, but the chairman is here, myself, Caroline,
Rodney and Lizzie. Rodney is company secretary, and then he looks after communications, but most importantly, he looks after land claim issues within the business. The vision and mission and the core values have not changed, so we're still working under the one that the committee knows. And if you look at the group in terms of who is in the group, we have the Ministry of Public Enterprises at the top, and we are 100% owned by government. And we have a number of subsidiaries, some of which are operating, some are dormant, and some are special projects. And there are some investments that are held for sale. So this is the structure of the business, including IFLOMA, which is 80% owned by SAFCO. It's the one based in Mozambique. In terms of the mandate, we have looked at what the DPE has asked us to do, and we've broken it down into three key strategy objectives. One is the financial and commercial sustainability, the issue of sustainable forestry management, as well as the enhanced development contribution. This is very important to look at the fact that the state is a developed state, and we're making sure that all the things that we do within that objective respond to what the state would like us to do. I would like to hand over to Caroline to take us through the financials, and I'll come back again.
Thank you, Nkita. Just overall, in terms of our performance against shareholders' compact, we achieved 43.75% of our planned target. In terms of the financial income, only 43.75, nearly 44% of our planned target. In terms of financial and commercial sustainability, we were slightly below our target in terms of EBITDA over revenue. We achieved 8.7%. In terms of return of equity, we actually exceeded the target. We achieved 8.7%. This is mainly due to the increase in our profits after tax. The next key performance areas are credit worthiness. And the two ratios is the gearing ratio and the cash interest cover. We have limited asset-based financing, so our actual target achieved 3.2%, and we exceeded the target in terms of our cash interest cover. We basically generated cash from operations. If you compare it to prior, it was cash utilized by our operations. We have shown a huge improvement in our cash flow. In terms of working capital management, we did not meet the target of 3. Actually 3.9. This is mainly because of the huge increase in our accounts receivables, which is mainly due to extended payment terms to customers in order to promote our revenue. And in terms of our cash ratio, we achieved 1.2 against a target of 2.
In terms of area under forest management, what we've done is we have targets of 122,000 hectares, and we've achieved 121,698 hectares. So we're very much in line with what the KPI was. In terms of Mozambique, we also are very well on target with 16,515 instead of 16,618. Temporarily unplanted areas, the target there is 3%. We've come in at 1.8%. It's such a challenge that we're still dealing with. And in terms of the KLF and diploma, there was no target there because we were starting the area new in Mozambique, and now we actually managed to do 4.1 because we wanted to show that there was commitment from the side and that we wanted to get the business going. Area under forest management, in terms of fully certified by SSC, 100% is the target, and in South Africa that's 100% achievement day, we comply fully. In terms of Mozambique, what we have said is to get to FSC certification, there's a number of steps that you need to do. So for the 2012 financial year, there is no target for it, but the long term is also 100%, but we'll get to that as we go along. So if we move to the next slide, we're looking at our achievements. We still stayed at level 2. And we have signed. We have signed for 11 community groupings. We have managed to do all 11, so I think 100%. In terms of training on human capital, the target was 3%. We came in just at 2.8. And through development, we have had 196 total learners, and those 62 of those were new,
and the target was 218 instead of 72. I'll hand over to Caroline for financials again. In terms of our financial returns, we have shown a significant year-on-year improvement in terms of our EBITDA, ROE, and our cash interest cover. This is mainly due to profits that we were able to achieve in the 2012 financial year. In 2011, we actually incurred a loss. ROE exceeded the target. It was at 8.7 versus our target of 5%. And if you look at 2011, we had a negative 5%, so there's a huge improvement in terms of that. In terms of our gearing ratio, as a company, we are trying to preserve cash as possible, and we are using asset-based funding, but it has been limited asset-based funding, mainly due because we've been concentrating on capital expenditure related to critical additions and replacements in order to ensure that we reuse business continuity. The table presented in front of you is just is the detail in terms of our statement of financial performance. In terms of revenue, we achieved $862 million, and this was partly influenced by all three sources of revenue, which is our timber sales, lumber sales, and other revenue. And the increase in our revenue is mainly due because of the higher selling prices and the increase in the volume for lumber sales. In terms of fair value adjustments, we have a positive $155 million in our financials. This is made up of two aspects. One is the fair value adjustments on our non-current assets held for sale, which is mainly relating to the minority shareholding. And the other part is $126 million is relating to the fair value adjustment in respect to biological assets. Positively influenced by the ALS valuation due to the fact there was a decrease in the discount rate and an increase in prices which positively influenced the fair value. In terms of operating expenses, it has increased over by 45%, and it was mainly influenced by there's an increase in director emoluments, material management, policy contractors, admin costs, and socioeconomic development. We had a year-on-year increase in assets, and this was positively influenced by the increase in biological assets. As I mentioned earlier, we had a positive fair value adjustment. There's been an increase in capital expenditure in terms of our intangible assets. Trade and other receivables increased mainly due to the extended payment terms to customers. Cash and cash equivalents increased as a result that we achieved a profit in 2012 financial year. And there was an increase in non-current assets held for sale, which is relating to fair value of our investment. We also reclassified our investment property to assets held for sale. And this relates mainly to the Shannon property that was sold after year end. There was also year-on-year decline in inventories, and this is mainly because we increased the volumes sold compared to the prior year. We had a year-on-year increase in equity and liabilities, which was influenced by the increase in dividend income due to the profit that we achieved, trade and other payables, and borrowings. There's also a year-on-year decrease in other financial liabilities, which mainly relates to vendor finance for our Oracle license, which will be paid off in the 2013 financial year, and a decrease in our deferred tax. At the end of March 2012, our cash and cash equivalents at the end of the year is $190 million. At the end of September, it's at $154.7 million. And the company started generating cash on its operations. If you look at operating activities, last year, $40 million was actually utilized and absorbed in our operations. And in 2012, we managed to generate $45 million from operations. So that's a huge improvement step for. In terms of investing activities, there's been an increase in our capital expenditure in terms of our property, plant, equipment, intangible assets, and we had a rights issue for minority shareholding. in terms of our financing activities. This is just a movement in terms of new borrowing and repayment of our borrowings and other financial liabilities. Overall, there was a positive contribution which resulted in a cash and cash equivalent balance of $119 million. Thank you.
So we move now towards sustainable forest management. In terms of implanting some of our areas, we had some clients that we started last year, and then made sure that we focused a lot on replanting the areas that we have. In terms of the certification, we have retained our certification, which is a very big thing. We have spent 11 million rand on repairing bridges and roads in, due to flood damage. And also had a 69% increase on schools visited, because we have a program called Mlilo Fire Awareness Campaign to ensure that school children also participate. And we had 558 fires reported, and this resulted in a loss of 1,207 hectares. We still have a problem with bamboo damage to the plantation, and 90% of 18.156 damage by baboon. So baboon damage is a big issue. We do, as SAFCOR, participate in a baboon damage working group, which tries to deal with the issues. And in terms of our rate of injury to disabling injuries, they have improved from 2 to 1.8, so during 2011. These are just some of the pictures to show what we've done with the fire campaign, the flood damage, as well as the baboon damage. In terms of processing operations, 11% was the improvement on annual intake volume. We had 310 1 to 9 cubic meters intake. And there was also a 17% increase in sales volume, and that Carolyn mentioned that it was now to 157.42 cubic meters. We did manage to get higher average selling prices, and in terms of the processing business unit, the bottom line also improved by 82%. The custom cut at Mpunzi agreement was terminated as of March 2012. And then in terms of the new software that we've implemented, it's called Halco Optimization, we have already seen an improvement. And the amount of money that we pay for it has already been paid back within the 1 year. And we've seen an improvement in the customers that have saved service slightly from 109 to 120. The third area of focus is the developmental contribution, which we call an enhanced one. And in terms of the transformation charter objectives, in terms of management control, we achieved 14.63, as opposed to 15 as of the previous year. Employment equity, 10.27. Skills development, 15.50. Preferential procurement, 15.16. Enterprise development, 15. And socioeconomic, 18. And a total score, which has improved from last year, from 85 to 89. These are some of the pictures to show what we've been doing in terms of the enhanced development and the kind of media coverage that we have been receiving on that. We are very proud to mention that SAFCOR is the only, or maybe the first, or even the only company within industry to have appointed a female plantation manager. And she's already been with us, and she's working very well, and she's fully supported by her team and at head office as well. So Terry Nguana is our first plantation manager. We hope to have more of that. Thank you. In terms of socioeconomic development, we have spent $8.1 million on social economic development projects, and this was 31% year-on-year increase. But the important thing that we said about this one is that there was a study or a survey done and in the Mail and Guardian, and SAFCOR was reported as having come third after Transnet and the Express. And for us, this was very big, because if you compare our budget to some of theirs, this is a very big opportunity. But we do believe, Mr. Chairman, that we can do more, and we tend to do more anyway. In terms of 73% of the 8.1 million was also spent on infrastructural projects. If you look at the pictures at the bottom, you see some wooden structures, schools, buildings, etc. So the timber frame structures, which were launched by SAFCOR for schools, for accommodation, for dormitories, this is something we would like to also encourage in a number of areas. There were 11 projects completed during 2012 financial year, and 41 of those were infrastructure since the year 2006.
In terms of partnerships, we partner with a lot of other major players, including DBSA and others, in terms of what we do in the project. Our ED initiative has resulted in 325 jobs created, and the full feasibility study being done with ESCOM on biomass project. Now we have come, we've gone far on this project. Our team is working very closely with ESCOM, and we will take this project forward. In terms of human capital management, we have a staff complement of 1752 permanent employees, but also we have another, if you include the non-permanent, it comes up to 1787. In Diploma, in Mozambique, the staff declined by 11% year-on-year to 624. It's not included in the 1752. The 1752 is South African only. There are 22 new internal bursaries were awarded last year, and also we launched a staff call pay. Sorry, the value of the bursary. We can give you the correct figure. We can just make notes. And in terms of the forestry chair, which was launched at the University of Pretoria, we have 18 students enrolled and 4 are from within the SACOG group for a master's program in forestry. We had 1,325 learners trained at Petoran, which is one of our plantations, and 759 learners attended external training with 240 employees enrolled for adult education and training. The business has undergone a business restructuring process, and it is now being completed. And as a result of which, there has been a settlement agreement that was entered into with the employer and with the union. It was now complete, and everybody was in agreement. There are new structures in place. We still have to look for a COO, and some of the two executives will just resign. And we have already gone to market, so the process is underway. In terms of the outcomes of the business restructuring, we made sure that the production workers were not affected. It was also 144 employees or roles which were affected. 94% of those, we had alternative job offers made to them within the group. We had received a grievance and some queries, but all those have now been resolved and the process is complete. The portfolio committee did make a visit to some of our plantations during the financial year, and there were a number of issues that were raised that they wanted us to have a look at. We have looked at some of them, and we have the one issue was the provision of sanitary facilities for women in the plantation. We are doing a pilot project on that. We've ordered some which are mobile, but we actually would like to make such as going forward so that they are part of SACOL, and maybe they are wooden made, but also they must talk to the environmental principles of, you know, biodegradable, and so we do some research on that. But we have gone ahead to order so that the ladies and the people who work on the plantations can have. The other one was the issue that when they went to our nursery, some of the workers, they were working banded over for long periods of time. And we have introduced what the portfolio committee has suggested. So now the benches that they use. So as you can see on the pictures there. There was also an issue around some of the houses that our staff stay on in the villages. And there were some that were really not in a good condition. As you can see the before and after pictures on the presentation, we are working on that. And most of this, there's been some progress as the pictures can show. There's also an issue around children who live in our villages, and there was an issue around where they play, and maybe things like gyms and jungle gyms and libraries. We are working on this. This is just the beginning. We want to make sure that we do more to keep the children occupied and also make sure that they have places to play in. Now, these are issues that would have happened post the financial year end. We had a strike in July, which lasted 2 weeks. Which did affect the business very badly, but there was a settlement agreement, and we all eventually agreed to an 8.5% wage increase, and there were 251 fires which were reported, which made us lose 1,069 hectares. The property that was sold, Caroline mentioned it, it's a channel property, but it was sold because we were setting a claim on the land.
Correct. In terms of the outlook post-restructuring, we have now finalized, or we are in the process of finalizing the balanced scorecard project. We want to make sure that there's a high-performance culture in the building, and there's a skills audit that is going to be underway, making sure that some of our own employees are undergoing individual development plans. We want to make sure a lot on the leadership cohesion, because we found that there was a lot of silo mentality in the past, and that was not good. But that's what we're doing going forward. But in terms of the business itself, we're looking at initiatives that will enhance shareholder value, like promoting the use of wood versus other materials, promoting the timber bank structures, making sure we get involved in the green energy market, and we are looking very strongly into our agroforestry. We want to make sure that we use our plantations to benefit the communities who are there. We are looking into upgrading the timber dollar sawmill, and currently at Floma, which is in Mozambique, we continue to rehabilitate some of the land, but also we want to really get on with phase two of the project. And SAFCOL is considering vertical integration as a means to making sure that shareholder value will be enhanced. Just a slide that shows the key risks and challenges. We had in the past been inflexible, and it was difficult to react to changes in the external environment. The issue of unresolved land claims remains an issue because 61% of our land is under claim. We did have an issue of not being able to attract and retain experienced and knowledgeable skills, and we did have an issue with the labor unrest, because you know when we have a labor unrest, it goes with fires as well. The last one we had, there was a fire hazard into it. Also, because I think one of the biggest issues as well is not being the preferred partner of choice by successful land claimants. When they get the land claim or the land into their hands, they might decide, we don't want us calling for. For us, that would be a risk to the business. So we would want to get to ensure that we get support from the committee on that in the event it happens. But also, we need to make sure that we keep on expanding the existing land area, and safety fires remain a challenge. And that is the presentation for us. Thank you very much.
Working hard to improve our governance. We want to keep the standards of being a well-governed organization. We are following the King Tree recommendations. We've also added to our committees the Social and Ethics Committee. So when we have all committees now that are required or recommended in terms of King Tree. We have a few board vacancies. We have three resignations, and we are waiting from the department to get the appointment of the to replace or to fill those vacancies on the board. In terms of legal, we are not aware of any legal claims except for the old Londoloza claim that is not, I mean, it's still in, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vacancies in the board. I just want to find out whether or not there are vacancies in staff college.
Yes, we do have. We have the COO and two GM and some others at the level.
What are your plans on that?
We have already gone to market for the COE. Oh. Have at the time.
Honorable members, before I invite them, let me put my on the 240 people who have registered for ACT. Do you have an idea what their age ranges are? And whether or not these people will not all, depending on their ages, that's why I asked what age group are they? Or groups are they, whether or not we will see some of them becoming managers one day. And then was the question of the surgery. Honorable Hololo, Honorable Kuranov, I think those are the only two. Honorable Santo, Honorable Dikogo, Honorable Maria, in that order. It's Hololo, Kuranov, Santo, Maria, and the President Ruto. Pardon? No, I don't know, because we only have one committee, but the reason why you will close is because you're the only president in this committee.
Thank you very much, Chair, for the presentation from staff court. Thank you very much.
But thank you so much.
It was very informative, I must say. And I would like to thank South Korea.
He's the one member who is very passionate about, who loves the people of South Korea, because he's from Tumalang.
Yeah, it's true as he said. I'd like to thank you very much for the actions that you have taken and the progress to date emanating from our recent visit to your operations. I've got only one question for clarity, Chairperson. That is on the processing operation on the number of customs. You mentioned that you've increased the what you call. I just wanted to check those 109 to 120. If are those customers that real customers who are always buying from you, or it's just customers who come and go, buy, go, and then they don't come back. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you especially for the feedback of the Portfolio Committee oversight visit to SAFCOR that we overtook. To get a feedback and a report on what improvements you enacted, I think it makes for good reporting back to Parliament. And I really want to thank you for making the trouble to listen to what we observe and put it in practice. I think that must be welcomed. You could just indicate, you said to us the Londo Loza claim is still outstanding. It's 3.2 billion. Is there any end in sight? Is it just ongoing? Are you optimistic? I see in the court on page 53, you say your legal advice says chances are good that it will be in our favor. Just after what's happening there. Then my question on page 33 and 34 of the annual report, for me that is a critical aspect of SAFCOR, what we're facing. We listen to the good news story and the progress you've made and your optimism and your enthusiasm. It's all there. It's in place, and we congratulate you. But this one on the land claims is going on and going on, and we are very concerned. You call it a key strategic risk for yourselves. You say your vision is to be a preferred partner of choice for successful land claimants, which we fully will support you. But then only 18 of the 29 claims have been gazetted. And the settlement of land claims affecting 61% of the state land managers by ALF. That's huge. And then on the next page, you put the total areas under land claims and the estimated claimed area, both in KZN and Mpumalanga. And it seems nearly 13,000 hectares being claimed. And then you talk about the green paper that's not been finalized, and you talk that SAFCOR will pioneer the development of a settlement model. That's your conclusion. Can you just update us with how far are you with this process? It seems to me from the outside, it's like a spider web. There are so many departments involved, role players involved. I cannot find out who's the champion in driving to a solution. And if the green paper, I don't know who's responsible for green paper, and who's championing the process to establish your vision that you state on page 33, that you want to be the preferred partner of choice for successful land claimants. Can you update the committee? Are you optimistic to find a solution to this land claim issue? It's going on for many, many years. Do you need support from Parliament? Do you need support from the executive? Do you need from the presidency? I haven't seen the presidential review committee report, but surely you spoke to the presidential review committee, Riyad Bijaga, to state the problem. I just need you to update us on what is the progress made on land claims, and are you optimistic that you will find this solution? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Just one question on your organigram. You've got a dormant subsidiary called Larkinfly Forest Lodge. Can you highlight me a little bit on that one? And another remark, I've seen your financial statements and improvements. I just wanted to say I would like to see next year this time if it's been continued through, because that would be the most important to see if there's another lapse again. Because we want this accommodation of this stable situation. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. On the Londoloza legal process, thank you, Chairperson. As Honourable Member Gordon of the say, we need to know where the process is. I see that your organization can focus and focus and focus. What is your financial loss focus should we lose this case? I take it that your legal advisors are giving you positives, but have you done a forecasting of a possibility of Safco losing the case? What financial damage will it cause you? The second question would be against the community that is plundering your trees there. There are many suggestions of how we should deal with that community. And I was wondering what strategy have you devised to organize a meeting with that community? And I would want to be part of I'm talking about the baboons. And I think Honorable Member who's not here now would want to understand, have you scientifically identified what attracts baboons on this? What is it that they get from the trees that they are damaging? Because we need to understand scientifically what attracts them in time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. On the also congratulations for the good report, particularly their financial performance. Also just to say we hope they keep it up. Also, congratulations on the issue of the woman forest plantation manager. Any program that they are doing to make sure that they produce more, I just want to understand whether this was just some kind of accident of a wayward lady who did a man's job, or maybe a result of a concerted effort by the company to make sure that we have many such cases. If there is that problem, I would like to know a little bit more about it. Justin, when we were there, I think there is something that has not yet come out of the report. When we were talking to the people that we met, there was a concern that if a government-owned company there are certain disadvantages that they have when they have to compete with the private forestry companies there. And I think when we were talking about it, there are indications that it could be, you know, a result of legislation. And I think that will come in. This is what interests us. I hope that if I have them correct, that this thing will be coming up to make sure that they are not put at a disadvantage. Because it came out very, very clearly that there were certain things that they could not do that other private companies were doing. Just like I said on Thursday last week, I said next chapter we shall remain nameless, was studiously going through the laptop in the plane, going through the report of Subcon. And in my manager said we'll meet next week. Thanks.
I think I'll ask Leslie to deal, Rodney to deal with the Nololoza question, the first, and then we'll deal with Bill Kent, those two, and then we'll just come out of the
question. Yeah, thank you, honorable members. On the Nololoza matter, I think just as a way of background, this matter came in first after the attempt to privatize the KLM on KLM. And the second bidder said that automatically they wanted to be awarded that process. However, since they instituted this legal claims early, I think it was 6 years ago now, nothing has happened since then from their side. The only thing that was received is basically a particular complaint. So to date, nothing has happened. We have attempted approaching them, saying, where are we in this matter, and then nothing was coming from that side. So in terms of the law, those who are familiar with the way how the law works is after a certain period, we call what, there's something that we call prescription. So in this case, it is in our annual report because before the 31st of March, it was that 6 year period has not lasted as yet. So as we see today, you may as well just say this matter could just go well and dust it off because it has precise after post March 2012. But we said we don't even want to go there and wait the sleeping dogs just to kind of let them buy evidence. So as we see today, the matter in our books is actually as precise. Nothing is forthcoming from that side. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. Honorable members. The issue relating to land claims, 18 out of 29 gazetted. The process to finalize all the claims lies with the Commissioner of Land Claims, the Land Claims Commissioner and the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. The work done by SAFCOL in this regard has been to provide facilitation and resources. We have given, in some of these claims that they've pushed them, we've given them resources to do the mapping and so forth, but a part of this 29 claims that have not been moved has been, from my understanding, more on the completing legislation and also the conflicting boundaries of the claimants, the overlaying claims, people claiming portions, there are many. So there's a lot of conundrum between the resolution of the claims and it's really to a sense that it also frustrates us, if I can put that word. But in terms of what we're doing as an organization, as and when we know that this is a legitimate claimant, we, through our social compact, engage them and let them sign a social and agreement for development. So in all our 11 social compacts we've signed, we've got claimants there represented and their names in there. And it's helping us, a case in question which is happening now in Limpopo is that there was a development which was going to take place. I think the chief got 4 million from the lottery to develop the area, but that area he wants to develop is claimed by other people. But because we've identified them and put them as our stakeholders, sign an agreement with them. We had to pull these guys who are claimants to the chief. They sign an agreement that you can develop in the land, but the land is claimed by them. So we are creating a lot more relationships, but the challenge still remains on the slow process of resolving the land claims. And the slow process is mainly, and in the main, is in between the completing legislation and conflicting land claims. And the bulk of these claims which are delayed are in Mpumalanga. There's just about 6 or 7 which are delaying, which is in the Popo, didn't Limpopo want the conflicting legislation, which is a serious challenge which went to court, is between one chief who claimed the land and seven chiefs who claimed the land individually, but one chief says in terms of SRI, Cessation of Land Tenure Act, he is entitled to that area. So they took each other to court, and we can't move until that issue has been resolved by the parties involved. Thanks, Chair.
I think this is an important matter and where we need support. We know the department is working with other departments and an internal INT that is managing this process. But I think in conjunction with the future role of our call discussion in cabinet as well, I think this needs to be highlighted. So I think I would ask that when we present it to the cabinet, that the issue around land claims has got a huge impact on the future role of our call. We don't know what's going to happen with land claims and we're planning the future. We need to do this together. So I think the involvement of also major traditional leaders and culture and also rural development would help us to move this forward. I think we need to have maybe the ask the Forum Committee to champion this cause for us. Thank you. Commission, I think you asked me the question, honourable member, around if there is a state-owned company, we are disadvantaged, we can't do things that our operators are doing. It's around the Competition Act that if you are a dominant player and if you are a dominant player in producing, in supplying companies with law, if you want to go for the interpretation, then we are limited. But we've gone through this with our lawyers, we've presented our lawyers' feedback to the department. It's not an issue for as long as we have enough logs to apply to supply other companies that are get this less customer. But we have to be careful, we can't depend to be the dominant player and overcome and take over the market. So that's what it means. When I talk about the number of people that you train, the value of the buffers and also processing operations.
In terms of the value of the bursary, this is the value of both internal and external bursaries, it was 1.9 million. In terms of processing operations, the question in terms of our customers, it increased to 150 customers, but out of that, only 97 are regular customers that purchased during the financial year.
We don't have a breakdown of the ages of the FSA. We just know which areas they are, but we then bring fully to 2,000 companies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Maintenance of the plantation maps are getting more from them, is that you?
Yes, there is a program within that call that we identifying particularly women to take on the role, because we do actually have foresters who work for SAFCO who are female. We are planning to also have a SAFCO female conference within so that we can start introducing the plans that we have to take them up. So it is a structured approach. It was not an accident. There was also an issue around how to harvest skills organically, which is your point, Chairman, about how we can make sure that people from below are actually identified and moved up. That's something that we do, yeah. There was a question around that in place, the forest lodge. Currently, we're still managing it within SAFCO. We are looking at ways and means or models that could assist us in making sure that we extract more value into the system. So right now, it is running. It's not quite dormant, but it's running. It's run by SAFCO, but we are constantly looking at what business model we could use that could be effective in making sure that
The question was based on the organogram from the honourable member there to say, just to explain to us what is this structure of the forest lodge. In our organisation, we do have a lodge called Lucky Play Forest Lodge, but then at the same time, we also have a dormant company which is not linked to that company. It's just that it's an accident, or not an accident, just a coincidence, yes, that the same lodge also happened to have the same, but it's not one and the same thing. Thank you.
The question on baboons, what attracts baboons?
Thank you, Chair. The work that we've engaged on now, we've engaged ICFR Institute for Crucial Forestry Research and Forest South Africa, and we've engaged the University of Cape Town, got a professor. What we're doing now, we're doing a full scientific study on the current challenges. Besides the work that we do to try and limit the risk upon the business, we are also now engaging full research work on the problem. And as and when we've got information of what is happening and what is affecting them and why are they eating, we will provide the information. But the preliminary information, which was done by the TSA, Technical South Africa, has been that the removal of predators from the area leads them to multiply and have freedom and be more in a smaller home range. But I think there's more to it, because we've also mentioned that it's starting to behavioral problems, and that is linked in there, and then we want to dig into those behavioral problems and understand also the content of the bark, whether it's got nutritional value, are they just doing it for fun, or is it behavior. So that work will be done by the professors, I think, for the University of Cape Town, plus the Institute of Commercial Forestry Research, ICFR, and Forestry South Africa. We part to that, and we're also providing resources to that to the process.
Honourable member, perhaps he's the best person to talk about this.
Is there anything from your side?
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. It is on. I was also confused earlier what it is. I don't think from our side we have too much to add. Just that we are still working on finalizing the future role of EFCO, and we're targeting a given date, the first 3 months of the year, 2013.
Thank you very much. I just gave a report to you. I think, like other members have said, that you've really done well, and we hope that this is the beginning of, you know, greater things to come. I think what you can only strive for now is to better what you've achieved in this financial year. And
yes,
we would like to wish you well in the next year. That brings us to the end of this meeting. The meeting is adjourned only for our visitors. Members will remain. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your time.